This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of people missing in the collapse of a Florida condominium fell on Friday following a new review, but more people were confirmed dead. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The weather cooperated with searchers who found a handful more bodies, including a small one that really hit home, says County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava.
Tragically, one of those victims was the 7-year-old daughter of a City of Miami firefighter.
Audio courtesy of WPLG-TV, which is reporting the girl's father placed his jacket over her body and a flag on the gurney while his colleagues saluted out of respect. The mayor also announced, as difficult as it will be for those waiting for word of loved ones and those whose possessions are in the rubble, the building will be demolished as soon as possible.
The building poses a threat to public health and safety.
Meanwhile, in nearby North Miami Beach, an older high-rise condo has been evacuated out of safety concerns. First responders are also monitoring the track of an approaching hurricane, which could hinder their search efforts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The 3-meter black metal fencing that has surrounded the U.S. Capitol building for more than a year is set to come down. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The remaining fencing that went up around the U.S. Capitol after the January 6th riot by Trump supporters could come down as soon as next week. Three people familiar with the matter who could not discuss details of the plan publicly tell the Associated Press a U.S. Capitol Police Board plan calls for the fence to be removed by July 9th. An outer fence that went up after the riot was removed in March. The Capitol Police Board originally asked congressional leaders to keep the fence in place until September, in part because investigators were tracking continuing threats against lawmakers and the Capitol complex. More than 500 people have been charged with federal crimes for their role in the January 6th riot. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. Top UN officials warned the Security Council on Friday that more than 400,000 people in Ethiopia's Tigray region were now in famine and that there was a risk of more clashes in the region despite a unilateral ceasefire by the federal government. The Security Council held its first public meeting since fighting broke out in November between government forces backed by troops from neighboring Eritrea and TPLF fighters with Tigray's former ruling party. Acting UN Aid Chief Ramesh Rajasingham told the council that the humanitarian situation in Tigray had worsened dramatically in recent weeks, with an increase of some 50,000 in the number of people now suffering famine.
More than 400,000 people are estimated to have crossed the threshold into famine, and another 1.8 million people are on the brink of famine.
The Ethiopian government declared a unilateral ceasefire on Monday, which the TPLF dismissed as a joke. There are reports of continued clashes in some places as pressure builds internationally for all sides to pull back. President Joe Biden held a naturalization ceremony Friday at the White House in which 21 immigrants became citizens as the administration pushes for more pathways to citizenship. Biden used the moment to call for the option of citizenship for immigrants who were brought to the U.S. illegally as children, for foreign-born people who have temporary protected status due to strife in their birth countries, and for farm workers.
In the competition for the 21st century, we need an immigration system that both reflects our values and upholds our laws. We can do both.
Immigration has been a political flashpoint as Biden has sought to renew visa and refugee programs that were cut or suspended during the Trump administration. America's employers added 850,000 jobs in June, well above the average of the previous 3 months, and a sign that companies might be having an easier time finding enough workers to fill open jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department was the latest evidence that the reopening of the economy is propelling a powerful rebound from the pandemic recession. Restaurant traffic across the country is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels, and more people are shopping, traveling, and attending sports and entertainment events. The number of people flying each day has regained about 80% of its pre-COVID-19 levels. American champion Sha'Carri Richardson cannot run in the Olympic 100-meter race after testing positive for a chemical found in marijuana. She tested positive at the Olympic trials, and so her result is erased. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.